Second Thess, chapter 2, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, don't freak out. Don't be anxious. And don't be lazy. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come and you missed it. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple and political seats, showing themselves that he is God. I want you to understand something, that the Nephilim race believe they're gods. And their offspring believe they're gods. That's why they're trying to remove God from this country and from the world, because they believe they're God. Obamas believe they're God. Clintons believe they're gods. The wealthy believe they're gods. They believe that they've been blessed with wealth to control the world, because to them, money is power. But to me and you, the love of money is evil. To them, the love of money is power. That's why they want more power. They want more money so they can control more. But for me and you, the power of Christ overcomes all things. Amen? Oh, happy day. Again, verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, and only he who now restrains will do so until he, capital letter, is taken out of the way. That is the body of Christ. He, the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit keeps the body of Christ together. Jesus is the head. We are the body. We are the anointed body. And we are the ones that are restraining evil. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with his breath, with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan. With all power, signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know how many people are having pleasure in unrighteousness right now? Because of their wealth, and their power, and their positions? We are in this moment right now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is this moment right now. We're calling this after the fall. Things happen after the fall. After the fall. Now we know that there's a falling away, but there's things going to happen after the falling away. But there are things that have happened already after the fall. Look what happened after the fall of humanity in the Nephilim race in the book of Genesis with Noah's time. What happened? God destroyed everyone. After the fall, what became new? Everything. Everything. Everything became new. Isaiah, the falling away after the fall. Did you ever notice that the initials for this, ATF? Must see political parties that control laws and currency. They are corrupt, and it's increasing, and their exposure is increasing also. Isaiah 14, 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the what? Most High God. Talk about great deception. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol or hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this, this the man who made the earth tremble? Are these the people that made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. Oh, wow. All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his what? So what we're seeing right now is all the corruption, the offsprings are his children. They are being prepared for slaughter or removal. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. Now we know that there's a battle in every country right now, amen, of righteousness and unrighteousness. We see the political parties fighting, but we see many people standing up for what the truth is. You're seeing Persia being dismantled right now by the United States, the hand of God. The hand of God is on the United States. I'm telling you, no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. This country has been rededicated to the Lord. It's blessed. And it's going to be highly favored, prosperous, tremendously prosperous. Look at the billions and billions of dollars we're taking in from oil. You know, we have the largest oil reserve. And you can take all the oil countries and put them together. We still have the largest oil reserve in the world. People don't realize that because they don't promote it too much. They don't let people know how wealthy we are. We don't need anyone in the country, in the world. We can be self-sustained in everything, in energy, everything. But we have an open trade to assist other world countries. So there can be a trade. Technology can be exchanged. Learning can be exchanged. And the gospel can be expressed. Oh, glory. The fall of Lucifer is a chaos to the earth. Why? They deny the truth of God or that there is a God. But they proclaim themselves as God and they proclaim themselves to be above the law. Proverbs 24:15. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Woe. Do not rejoice then when your enemy falls. Do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and displease him, and he turn away his wrath from them. Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be what? Put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin those two can what? Bring. Genesis 3:14. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle. So after a fall, what brings a curse? Amen? And more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I'll put hatred or enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Curse is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles shall be brought forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. And in sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. For dust you are, and for dust you shall what? Return. What was this? After the fall. Amen. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. We are about to see more and more and more exposure. We are about to see more arrests, dismantlements, and the war against wicked. There's going to be more and more of it. But praise be to God, we have victory in every location. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, curse is a man who what? Trusts in himself or man, and makes flesh his what? His strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like, so here's the after, here after the fall, here's the recourse. He shall be like a what? Shrub in the desert, shall not see when good comes. Why? Because he'll be blinded. He'll be deceived. Great deception. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be what? Anxious in the year of drought, nor shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test thoughts and minds, even to give every man according to his way, according to the fruit of his doing. Ooh, after the fall. Hebrews 12, 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 26. The rebellious will be consumed by fire. Hebrews 10, 26. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. In other words, you ain't covered. But a certain fearful expectation of what? Judgment, fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you suppose will be he thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? That's pretty intense, man. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which have great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. You know, we have to step back sometime and ask ourselves, am I building treasures in heaven or on earth? Am I building treasures in heaven or on earth? And so many people are more focused on building treasures on earth than in heaven. They talk a big game, but their intents are still building treasures on earth more than in heaven. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have perceived and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have what? Left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you what? Repent. So repent is a major factor of our lives. Repentance should always be on your tongue. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Amen. Forgive me. They've left their first love. After the fall, all kinds of things can happen. 2 Corinthians 6:16, please. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I'll walk among them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Whoa. Acts 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. The promise of what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Repent. Psalm 1, verse 1. Remember when Peter fell because he denied Jesus, amen, three times? And, I mean, he was tore up. But he fell, didn't he? That's the fall. And then Jesus appeared to him and forgave him. And said, go refresh yourself and then go tell your brothers. He forgave him. Go tell him. Go tell him what's going on. Go tell him that I've forgiven you. Go tell him that I'm with you. And go tell him that I'm alive. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly. Nor stands in the path of sinners. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and brings forth its fruit in its seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what? Prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. And I'm going to close at Romans 1:18. After the fall, it depends on individuals. Either the wrath of God will come upon them, amen, or the individual will repent and get restored back to God. We all make mistakes, don't we? Amen. We're not perfect. In him we're perfect. But we're not perfect in ourselves. We are going to still say things, do things that we know displease God or offended him. You know, we got to forgive ourselves and ask God for forgiveness also. Amen. And move forward. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? See, they know, they just deliberately refuse to accept. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God, what? Gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving them themselves a penalty of their error, which is due, which is what? Death. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those that practice them. That's phenomenal. There's so many people that are blinded. So many religions that have blinded people. And that's Satan's progress. Remember, his number one weapon is what? Deception. Amen. And it's happening. And people are falling away. But after their fall, either the wrath or rescue. Amen. One or the other. There is no in between. So, Father, we thank you for your word. And we definitely want to be a part of the rescue, not a part of the wrath. So have mercy upon us and let your grace abound abundantly. Seal this word with your truth so that it may grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.